Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back. It's a bonus podcast of the Every Day is Saturday show. So just decided to record a little bit more today, not just stop at one, and just share with you behind the scenes one of the coaching calls I just wrapped up. Got my man Ron coming to town this Friday. Ron Jones, amazing, amazing dude. Wait till you hear him on my podcast. And so here's some insight. He's just like you. He's got a message that he wants to get out there, wants to really help so many people. Here's a dude that started as a security guard, was a cop. Now he's in the top 10 market in America as an anchor, and he knows how to tell stories. So check out his podcast, Stories That We Tell, Stories That We Tell. He just launched it yesterday, went live on iTunes. Didn't have a podcast a few weeks ago. Now he's got one today. 7 or 8, 9 shows already out there. The man is going to crush it. So here's really the success recipe I want to share with you, men and women I work with all around the world, okay? When they book the call, the 30-minute call, they go to launchwithsam.com, they book a 30-minute call, then they come on board as a client, and we start right at, what's your message? What's your message? I don't know. Great. That's an answer. Either you do or you don't. There's no wrong answer. Just, do you know what your message is, and can you clearly communicate that to somebody else? No. Great. Then that is why you would hire somebody like myself. So let's start right with that. Ron comes on board, or anybody that has come on board as a client recently, and they want to start with, I want to earn income doing something that I love to do. That's it. I don't want to ever have a job. I don't want to be in a business. See, here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. Just because you're an entrepreneur, that doesn't mean you're happy. 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first year. And if you're lucky, to make it past that first year, 9 out of 10 of those are going to fail in the next 5 years. And oh, by the way, that doesn't even mean you're profitable. That just means you can still hang a shingle outside and say, I'm still in business. That's the scary part about being an entrepreneur. So what I do and what we do here, and when we work with clients, we say, look, there is no wrong answer. The only way you lose at this game is if you settle, is if you pick something that maybe your spouse wants you to do, or your parents have always wanted you to do, or your friends have always said you need to do, and you don't want to disappoint, and you're fear of disappointing someone, and you don't ever do what you want to do. So on the call today, this would probably be our third call with Ron. The first one was used to get his message. Second one was to launch his podcast. Now the podcast is up, absolutely crushing it. He's putting out content like a maniac. And now what we're going to do is, how do you make money with this thing? Okay. I mean, we've only been working together a month. He's coming to Cincinnati Friday for 2 days. So we're going to be together all day Friday, all day Saturday, go to lunch and dinner together, mastermind. It's got to be at least 16 hours of mastermind. We're going to talk about, okay, now that you got this message, Stories That We Tell. And by the way, check out Ron's podcast, if I haven't said it already. It's on iTunes. It just launched, Stories That We Tell. And now that you've got this, he's been teaching and telling stories for the past 20, 30 years. So is he qualified? Of course he is. This is a guy that's going to go on to impact the lives of thousands of people all around the world in the next 5 years. And most likely make a lot of money doing it because he dialed in to what he really loves to do. There's a market for it. He's got his message out there. So if you and I were working together, I would say, hey, what is it that you love to do? Well, you know what I really, no, that you love to do. Do you like to share cooking recipes? Do you like to, you know, carve out crafts? Do you like to make stuffed animals? Do you like to clean swimming pools? What is it? There's no wrong answer. But so many people get caught up in what they've, society has always told us, this is what I think you should do. And we end up doing that because we got the disease to please. You know, we don't want to make anybody unhappy. We don't want to make any waste. We certainly don't want to bring any blowback on social media. Well, good luck with that, man. I mean, you could say the nicest thing to somebody on social media and still get criticized. So if you're going to get criticized anyway, you might as well do something that you really love to do. Wouldn't you agree with that statement? And here's what I don't think people realize, especially people I start working with at the very beginning. I don't think they realize how powerful they are. I don't think you realize how powerful you are and how powerful your message is. And when you don't sell out, and when you don't look and talk and act like everybody else out there, instead of being a sellout, you become a standout. Oh, that's good. That might be the title of the show. Don't be a sellout. Be a standout. Note to Sam. Remember that one. Does that make sense, though? Because the issue isn't, can I make money doing what it is I love to do? The issue is, do I have permission to play big? And the answer is absolutely. I give you permission to play big on this podcast. I wish somebody would have given me permission to play big way back in the day in my 20s. Instead, I was always told to conform, be the good soldier, be the good employee, don't make too many waves, you know, you don't want to be a loose cannon, then you can't get promoted. All of that was the worst advice I ever got, ever. I never hung around individuals who were doing what it is I wanted to do until my late 30s, you know? All through my 20s, I always hung around people who were just conforming, playing average, didn't want to upset the apple cart, you know? And they would push the envelope a little bit, but not to the point where they would risk being criticized, you know? And man, if I could give you and I could give my younger self 30 years ago some advice, it would be don't be a sellout, be a standout. Go after that dream. So what if you fail? You know, the likelihood of you failing is going to be either being in that job that you don't like for 40 years. That's failure. That's the epitome of failure. And that comes with heaps of regret. What about this? What about you fail quickly, gain some wisdom, gain some experience, and then flip it and turn and go again and gain momentum, gain confidence. See, all these things start stacking up in the positive column, but you gotta have, we talked about, you go low, you grow, you know, talked about a few days ago, but now you've got all these positive experiences, you got all this wisdom, you got all this stuff to learn from. The only way you can go is up, and the only thing you're going to do is stand out, and people love, with a capital love, unique people. They like interesting people, so if you're not interesting now, become interesting. You were interesting when you were born. You were interesting as a child. Nobody told you how much you could dream then. And, you know, if you were playing Barbies like my little five-year-old plays or American Girl, or maybe you're playing G.I. Joe like I did as a kid, whatever that looks like. There was no limits to how we could dream as a kid. But yet we started hanging around with the crowd and we started conforming and we put a ceiling. We put a ceiling. Look, if an oak tree had the mindset of most people, it would only grow to be 10 feet tall. But it doesn't. It grows to be hundreds of feet tall because it knows no limits. It keeps growing and growing and growing. Its entire goal is to stand out. Look, I'm an oak tree. Look, I'm an oak tree. I'm not a little bush in front of the house to be pruned every spring. I'm an oak tree. I'm a freaking oak tree. That's what you got to do, man. You weren't planted to just grow 10 feet. You were planted to go hundreds of feet in the air, make millions of dollars if you want to, but certainly add immense value along the way and never, ever sell out. That's kind of how we closed the call today with Ron. You know, as a prep, in 3 days, he's going to be here with me working together one-on-one. You know, I would love to work with you one-on-one in whatever capacity that looks like, even if it means strictly over the phone for now, just so you can get dialed in on what your message is and the value that you add. Go ahead and go to launchwithsam.com, book your 30-minute power call with me, and let's get on the phone and see what your superpower is. I know you got one. I don't know if anybody else has ever told you that, but I know you got one. All right, book your call. I want to call you personally on my cell phone, launchwithsam.com. And here's the thing. Don't ever be afraid to stand out. Don't ever, ever try to settle because other people are saying, whoa, easy. Don't be a loose cannon. Be a loose cannon. Boom, shoot yourself off, man. Go ahead and do whatever it is you want to do because life is so damn short. You're going to blink your eyes and you're going to be old and gray. No regrets, baby. No regrets. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.